Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs.
Jesse Sarowitz.
Jake the Snake Rubin, question mark.
Boys, we've had a fun week this week,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have.
I have. I mean, yeah.
Specifically Jake, but together the three of us...
You're right.
We had a fun time on guesting on the Extreme Improv podcast.
Yeah, I believe the version we were on is called the Extreme Improv Chat Show, because I think they have like several podcasts.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, that's just what he kept calling it.
Yeah. Okay, the Extreme Improv Chat Show.
Yeah, okay. that's how he sounded, right?
Bruv.
Right, bruv.
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 He's a British man.
Yeah, he's British.
A very nice British man named David Postansky had us on his podcast.
Good for you.
Yeah, I remembered.
I didn't forget. Yeah.
So what we're talking about is that we were on this group called Extreme Improv from Britain. They are doing a virtual improv festival throughout the month of August, and they had us on for one of their podcasts a couple days ago. So if you want to check us out on their podcast, I will put the link in the description of both the YouTube video as well as the stuff on podcast services.
Speaking of Extreme Improv, we also have a show coming up in their festival, their virtual festival. That is August, I want to say 23rd, but it might be 24th.
Yes. No, it's 23rd.
It is August 23rd. We are on
4 our time.
4 p.m. our time, which is 9 their time.
9 p.m. their time. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
EST, yeah. Baby.
I believe they'll be streaming that on Facebook and Twitch and...
YouTube.
And YouTube, yep.
YouTube's more like PooTube.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Jake's starting beef with
YouTube. We're going to copyright.
They're definitely not sending us a golden play button for that.
Oh, no.
Shit. So, yeah, go check us out. It's a Sunday, 4 p.m., August 23rd. It's 2 weeks from today from when we are recording this episode, so fun times. We'll be doing a shortened version of what we do here, and it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, all right.
That's good. All right, brother.
Without further ado, let's get into Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Yeah.
This week it's my turn to talk about a movie I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse, what movie did you see?
Yeah, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
A little bracing. A little Jason Segel vehicle called Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a good movie. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, let's look up what year that is really quick.
2008.
I want to guess 2008. Yeah,
that's what.
We're all saying it.
We're all seeing it.
That's what I meant. It came out 2009. We're just shit.
So it is. It is a Jason Segel picture. He actually wrote it. It's 2008. We're so right.
Ooh. Look at us go.
So
we know movies.
The plot is Jason Segel is he's a composer for like a CSI type show where his girlfriend Kristen Bell works.
Oh yeah.
She's the lead. She's the female lead across from Alec Baldwin's brother. I don't remember which Baldwin brother it is.
Luke. No.
Jerry Baldwin.
No, it's like David Baldwin or something stupid like that.
Brian.
Anywho, so the movie starts with Jason Segel's just kind of in his apartment by himself because Sarah Marshall's out on location or whatever, and he's eating a giant bowl of cereal and being, you know, like basically like a bachelor, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
You know, yeah, what Jake would do for breakfast if he lived by himself, like a giant soup bowl full of cereal.
I don't eat milk, so cereal, a big bowl of dry cereal.
So fast forward, Sarah Marshall comes home and breaks up with him, and he's like, "No, let's talk this out." It's a fun bit where he's like naked.
Yeah, and then he drops the towel, and then he does full frontal,
and you just see full frontal Jason Segel. And
right, he's Alex, like, put a picture right now.
So he's sitting on the sofa with her, and he's like, "Let's talk this out." And he's naked the whole time, and he's like trying to hug her and stuff. And he's like, "Come on, what did I do that's wrong?" And she finally admits, "Oh, there's another guy." So he's talking to his brother Bill Hader.
Love him.
I know him.
Love Bill Hader. Bill Hader suggests, oh, you know, get away from it all for a couple days. Go take a vacation. He's like, I want to go to Hawaii. Sarah's always said, you know, we should go to Hawaii. We should go to this resort that she always talks about. And Bill Hader's like, don't do that. Do something else. And then he's like, I'm going to Hawaii. And he's like, fine, go to Hawaii. So Jason Segel goes to Hawaii. He gets off at this resort place. He runs into the front desk, a girl played by Mila Kunis, mm-hmm. who they're chatting. They're having a little repertoire, and in walks Sarah Marshall with her new boyfriend, international pop star Russell Brand. And
did he get to the Greek yet?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I get that.
That's the first I've heard of that guy being that same character. Anywho, so he like just Jason Segel's like, I want a room, and they're like, we're booked up. But the big suite at the top of the building that's usually reserved for people like Oprah and stuff. No one ever rents it out because it's so expensive. We'll just let you stay there, which is not realistic at all. And that's to prove to Sarah Marshall that he is okay with the breakup and he just wants to be in Hawaii. Yeah. So hijinks ensues. Like hijinks ensues. They're running into each other left and right. It's awkward. It's like being around your ex-girlfriend on vacation for a long time. And Russell Brand's like this crazy sex addict. So he's always like...
Isn't he also just like nice to Jason Segel's character?
Yeah, he's really nice to Jason Segel. He's like, he's pretty nice to everybody, but he's like... But he's just like always talking about like making love and stuff, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm with Sarah," and blah, and it makes Jason Segel kind of grossed out. Jason Segel is getting along with the staff at the hotel. He's really getting along with Mila Kunis, who he's hanging out with at night after work and stuff.
Oh,
scandalous!
Yeah, I know. So, at some point, he and Mila Kunis they start going on dates and stuff. Because he's been there for like I think he goes for like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, he's just there for a long time, not paying anything. At some point, he does have to leave the big suite, and he gets moved to another room, which is literally next to Sarah Marshall's room. So they have, these decks on the back facing the ocean. And they're, like, literally they're sitting on the deck, on each of their decks, like this close to each other. That's really funny. So they go to this double date eventually. And Russell Brand is... talking, and Sarah Marshall is they're just kind of awkward at their double date, and Sarah Marshall's starting to realize that Russell Brand's kind of a jerk. Like, he's very self-absorbed. He doesn't want, you know, he's not all cutesy and boyfriendy like Jason Segel was,
and is with
Mila Kunis. Yeah, they're hitting it off.
Yeah, good for
so
them.
She gets really jealous, and I'm trying to remember what happens. He gets really jealous and blah, 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 blah. You know, next thing we get to Jason Segel. He ends up in Sarah Marshall's room, like passed out. Russell Brand, I think he passed out too. I think like a jellyfish stinger got him, and he passed out from all the pain. So
as one happens.
Yeah.
So
they're both passed out in Sarah Marshall's room, and they finally wake up, and Jason Segel's
they
like,
just start making out.
No, yeah. Not true. Not yet.
Ooh.
Oh, don't.
So yeah, so that's funny. He like tells Sarah Marshall like forget you, and
Russell Brand's character
Russell Brand's character leaves because they're having a tiff.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Jason's so they break up, Russell Brand and Sarah Marshall. And Jason Segel goes to like comfort her. He's like, you know, I'm sorry this happened to you. And they just start making out.
Ooh.
And he's like, this is wrong. This is so wrong. And then so he leaves, and he goes to Mila Kunis, and he's like, you know, I just want to tell you something right away. Yeah, I was with Sarah just a minute ago, and stuff happened. And she's like, what stuff? And he's like, we did a little bit of sexy time. They did, like, half a sex for a second. And she's mad at him, and he finally leaves. And the whole time he's talking about this musical he wants to write. So fast forward, like, I don't know, months later. Jason Segel is putting on his performance for his musical that he wanted to write about Dracula. And who's in the audience but Mila Kunis?
Hell yeah.
And they run into each other and they go on a date, the end.
Aw.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
it's moral of the story.
Full of hijinks, star-studded.
Cheating is good.
Cheating is good.
No.
Just kidding. Wrong.
We
Jake,
got
you're
gonna
you. Get us, Jake, you're going to get bamboozled. Us canceled.
Yeah.
I don't want to get canceled.
So that's the movie. It's a cute little 2008 picture.
Yeah. 2008. Stay up late.
What were you guys doing in 2008?
What was I doing in 2008? Okay. So let's think about this.
We
2008.
We were 11.
We were in like 6th or 7th grade.
Fifth maybe.
End of 6th grade because I remember we did mock. No, you know, that was wrong. We were in like kindergarten.
What?
No, 2008? Not 2008. Let me think.
We're in kindergarten?
I can tell you. I was 11. I was 9 years old.
I'm basing it off the 2008 election. Who was up for election? Barack Obama,
Obama
and George Bush?
And McCain.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so we were in sixth grade. I remember because we did mock elections at my middle school. And John McCain won in my high school.
John McCain won in my high school, too. I mean, my middle
Obama
school.
Obama won in mine.
Good for you guys.
I'm glad you're from the most progressive city out of the three of us.
And even though my school's all, like, Jewish kids, so it's like, I guess the Jews love McCain.
I remember making a slideshow project in one of my computer classes that was about why John McCain should be the president, and all I did was, like, take stuff from his platform website and just be like, this is why John McCain should be president.
Well, Obama won. Sorry to hear it,
yeah,
Jesse.
Sorry to hear those civilians that he droned.
Oh.
Oh. What? I can't criticize Obama now?
Oh, no.
Nobody
you
can.
All right, let's get into it. I'll say, let's start. All right. Interior apartment. It is day outside and inside. It's day.
It's not night inside and day outside.
Oh, okay. It's day.
No.
It's evening time. I changed my mind.
Okay.
It's golden hour. It's 5:30.
The is door
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Door opens.
The door opens. A man walks in. He takes off his hat. He takes off his coat. He hangs up his coat. He sets down his keys and he sits down and he sighs. He goes, he had a long day of work, you know.
His girlfriend enters from the back room. Hey, how was work?
It was long. I had a long day at work today.
Yeah. Did something bad happen?
Well, you know, they've been having layoffs, and so now I have to do double the work that I normally have to do, and it's just, ugh. How was your day?
It was fine.
Why? Why'd you say it like that?
Are
you not telling me something?
Yes, there's something I'm not telling you.
What is it?
Well,
you hear some shuffling in the other room.
It's a
what is that shuffling? Who's dancing?
No, I didn't hear any shuffling at all.
I hear LMFAO playing in the background. I know somebody else is in there.
Okay,
come out.
You're right.
Come out.
Somebody else is in there. Brad, come on out.
A tall man shuffles out.
He's really buff, but only his arms.
Yeah, and he's doing the everybody shuffle dance from the LMFAO, party rock.
In the house tonight.
And he's just like, oh, but also he's just in his boxers. Oh, hey, we're having some fun in here, man. Are you like the pizza guy or something?
No, I'm her boyfriend.
Brad, this is my boyfriend.
Charlene, what?
Okay, so have a seat at the table next to my boyfriend, please.
Okay, no, put on pants.
There's only two. There's only two seats at the table.
He sits in her lap. Okay, right. Well, I think you should sit on the floor or put on pants or both. You know,
I don't know, dude.
Can't look at you right now. You know,
all right. You know, I'll be right back. I'll go put on some pants for you, buddy. Don't worry. I got you, man.
Okay.
Aaron, I just...
Charlene, how long? How long, Charlene?
I literally just today and 2 weeks ago and last
just
May.
Just him?
Just, well, do you want the real answer?
No.
Yes, okay, just yes. him.
Of course, I want the real answer.
No, there's been others.
No, I didn't want the real answer.
All right, it was just him.
Okay, Charlene. Here's what I think. We've been together for 6 years.
You're right.
6 years of my life, I'm never getting back.
You know what?
What?
You drove me to this. You didn't propose. Valentine's Day was literally 2 weeks ago, and you didn't
I've told you that, you know, I'm scared about committing to you like that.
Scared of what, Aaron? We've been together for 6 years.
I just don't know if I'm ready to take the next step, you know? You know, Charlene?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why, man? Brad comes out. He puts on pants, but he's still shirtless. Come on, man. Why aren't you good with commitment? Charlene's kind of been talking about this.
Oh, my God. What's your name, Brad?
Yeah, my name's Brad. Hi, okay. Nice to meet you. Brad Branowitz. I'm a...
Brad Branowitz. Ooh, that's very alliterative.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want my business card?
Actually, yeah. I'm always trying to make connections with his pocket. Okay, but listen here, Brad, you motherfucker. If I ever see you near Charlene ever again, I'll beat your knees in with a golfing cart. You know what? No, Charlene, listen here.
What?
I have self-respect, and I will not be treated this way.
Okay, then leave.
This is my apartment. You leave. I'm the one that pays the rent.
He does
pay the rent.
Both of our names are on the lease.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What are you throwing?
I threw paper.
I threw scissors.
Ugh.
My apartment. Now get out.
Brad,
those are the rules.
Listen, Aaron, you don't own me, okay? I'm my own woman, and we're done.
I mean, yeah, good for you, but fuck you at the same time.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, you know what? Yeah.
What?
What? No, leave.
Okay, fine. I'm leaving. Brad Luber, come on. Let's go. We're leaving.
All right, Aaron, it was nice to meet you. I'm sorry.
Wait, Brad, where do you work, actually?
You know where Charlene works at the casting agency?
Uh-huh.
I own it.
You own it?
Yeah, I'm a big-time casting director.
Good to know.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
If you need anything, you do look pretty. You look pretty. I could see you in a couple roles. Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just give me a call.
Sounds good.
But just to let you know, me and my friends did pull a train on Charlene.
Oh my
so
God, Brad.
Okay. Well, I thought we were gonna have a cool bro moment for a second, but you just ruined it. So
I just wanted to be upfront with this.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Charlene, you disgust me. Leave.
All right. We cut to Aaron laying on his bed, and as night turns into day, he's wearing the same clothes over and over again. He's fallen into a big, big depression.
He's eating ice cream out of the tub. You know, he's lots of tissues
in the bathtub.
In the bathtub, in a tub. You know.
He has
a bucket
so
on
depressed.
His head. Yeah. He's crying.
After 3 days pass, it's about 1 p.m, he gets a phone call on his cell phone. Ring.
Hello?
Hey, Brad, baby. Listen, I have an audition for you.
Oh, yeah, you do?
I do.
Okay.
You think you can make it? You think you can pull yourself together and make it?
I mean, but Charlene, she
buddy, listen, I've called you every day this week with an audition, and you've turned them all down. I need you to do one thing, all right? Otherwise, the agency's going to drop you.
Okay, Mikey, yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I need you to pull yourself together. It's a major role, major movie, all right? All right.
Can I ask what it is, or is it, like, you know, classified?
They won't tell. They give me any plot details. All I want you to know, all I want you to know, is that it's a big time rom-com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're gonna be auditioning for the lead. Okay.
All right. All right. Can you send me the sides?
Yeah, I have. They're in your email already. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. 10 a.m.
You'll
be there, okay?
All right.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. I gotta go. I gotta go hit some golf balls.
With the 7-iron.
Yeah.
Or with a driver.
Well,
I've been getting into golf lately.
Have
true
you?
Story. True fact. Yeah. Actually.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Bye. Love you. All right. Here you go.
We cut to it's 10 o'clock at the casting agency. It There's a bunch of guys that kind of look like Aaron all sitting around in a room together.
Yeah.
They're all kind of going over the sides themselves. A young woman walks out from behind a door and calls out, Aaron Shribble?
Oh, that's me. That's me. I'm ready.
All right, we're ready for you. Thank you. Come on.
Hey, don't choke.
Did you say don't joke?
I said don't choke.
Okay, well, I was going to offer you, like, you know, good luck to you.
No, don't choke. You're going to choke. I'm auditioning too.
All right, I know you are, you fuck. All right, I'm going to go in. All right.
Aaron walks into the door, and who does he see? But... And then he walks into the room, and who does he see? But Brad's there.
Oh God.
Aaron, how you doing? Oh. Hey, I'm the director of this little rom-com.
Oh, no way. Brad, right?
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You were the one that was having sex with my girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, man.
The guy next to him speaks up. Also me.
Oh, yeah.
Also me.
What
train? Brad, remember the train?
Yeah, I remember the train.
You
man.
Too?
Hey, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Lester.
Hey, I'm Lester. I'm the screenwriter.
You wrote this?
Yeah.
You know, Lester, I was going to tell you, I thought your writing was very informational.
Thanks, dude. Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. I got you. All right. I'm ready when you are.
All right, Aaron, just relax. We're just going to have a good time. I'm going to be doing the sides with you.
Okay.
It'll be a fun time. You and me, man.
All right. I just want to say before we get started, it's very pertinent to what's going on in my life right now, this writing. So is it? Yeah. I just want to say if I have to take a second, that's why, you know.
Of course, man.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Sure.
Right. Okay. That'd be great. That'd be great for the audition. All right.
All right. Whew. Okay.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Wow, your eyes are beautiful tonight. They look like the moon. Two big moons.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you asked me out tonight.
Yeah, you know, I know that you have a boyfriend, but I just know that I'm going to change his mind and I'm going to take you all for myself, you moon eyes. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's Brad.
Okay. Excuse me, Lester. I love the way your descriptions with the moon and the eyes.
Thank you. Just... You know what? I've actually heard enough. Can we try that one more time?
Yeah.
Of course, Aaron.
I want you to think about this girl that you really want to bone her. So okay, here, let me give you some context for this scene.
All right. Please.
So,
yeah, of course.
There was this girl that I met.
Uh-huh.
That I was asking her out all the time, and I was like, hey, let's go out. And she was always like, ew, no, I have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing somebody. And then we were at this party, and then Brad, my boy here,
we were at that party.
That party was sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
And, you know, because he's like kind of fit with just his arms. But you know he's hotter than I am, so like she wanted to go out with him instead. So they went out and then they boned, obviously, of course, right, Brad? All right, fist bump.
All right, man.
All right, yeah.
What up?
Anyway, so they start going out for like I don't know months.
Sure.
And then I'm like, Brad, you know me, I'm your guy, I'm your bro, I'm your friend.
Okay, Lester.
Of course. Yeah, of course he is.
Of course I am, bro. So I'm like,
Aaron, you gotta listen to me.
Listen, you gotta
listen. This dude is my fucking guy.
Right. So I say, can I hit that? And he says, yeah, dog, let's run a train. So we get a bunch of our buddies. I don't know, like, what would you say, 8, 9?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was about that, yeah.
I would say, yeah, 9. 9 of us, we run this train on this chick.
Okay, you know, sure.
Yeah, this story is starting to sound a little familiar, Lester.
Yeah, no, it happened to us. And it's
yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like it's kind of similar to something that happened recently.
I'm just saying, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
You're not talking about Charlene, are you?
It was Charlene.
I think her name was Charlene.
Holy shit.
No.
Anyway,
dude,
yeah.
Lester.
Oh, let's
Lester. Bro? Lester.
What?
This guy was Charlene's boyfriend.
Oh no! Okay,
you're the boyfriend.
No. You know, I think I don't need this audition. I'll just go back to.
No way, dude.
No. You're I'm fucking
really
hired, man.
I asked you for this. You're the one who knows the pain of that of this guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
You've already done the method acting.
Okay, wait. Can I give you a note though? As being hired, can you maybe tune it down a little bit with all the moon eye things? It seemed like there was a lot.
I can't believe you just said that to me.
She's got moon eyes.
I mean, okay.
Have you ever seen a girl with moon eyes? Because let me tell you, I know a couple of girls with moon eyes, and they're so moony.
They're so moony. They're mad at me.
Like, I will Neil Armstrong their eyes, bro.
You're going to land on their eyes?
Anyway, shooting starts next week.
Okay, wait. I'm getting paid, right? I assume.
Of course.
What
of
is course, the rate dude. Again?
Like, well, which $2 million, dude.
Whoa! It's a big budget movie? I assumed it was
dude,
just like
we're going to be a box office hit, bro.
Oh, fuck
dude.
Yeah! All right, let's do it.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I'm so glad to have you on. Yeah, Brad goes in for a hug on Aaron. Aaron is like his both of his arms are down by his side. He's kind of stiff. He's just like, I don't know what to do. But okay. Brad's like clapping him on the back and everything.
All right. Well, I guess I'm excited. I'm excited for the money. And I will see. When did we say we were starting again? I'm sorry.
Next Monday, we're filming. Next we start Monday. At 9:30 is your call. We'll send it all in an email, obviously.
Yeah, send it in an email, the script and everything.
I just want to let you know one more thing.
Yeah.
We did hire Charlene
as her character.
You hired...
Yes, we hired Charlene.
Like my Charlene or like a different Charlene?
Well, it's kind of all my Charlene's, really.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Fist bump to that.
Hey.
Take it easy.
So, you're okay with work?
We did not take it easy on her.
She did not want it easy, I'll say it.
Yeah.
I'm sure
you know about that, Aaron.
Well,
she's always, like, gentle, you know? Like, she switched it for...
Well...
What? She told me
just,
that she likes it.
Gave her what she asked for, so it was all very nice and consensual. Obviously.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I just wanted to make that very clear.
Wait, yes. Okay, so I'm with Charlene in this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Lester, see you at filming.
Okay. All right. Aaron opens the door. He yells to everybody, "Get the fuck out! I got this fucking shit! You motherfucker that said I'm gonna choke, guess what? I didn't motherfucking..."
Cut to... Aaron is, he's at the bar with his best friend.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they're just kind of chatting about what's happened to him.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's a crazy story.
Oh. And I know how you've always felt about Charlene. You said, "She's a cheater." And I said, "No, she isn't." And then you showed me pictures. And I was like, "No, impossible." But I know you're always just looking out for me.
I am looking out for you, man. I'm just saying. I'm just like, I don't understand how you could go through with this. It's like, if that was my situation, I'd hightail it out of there.
Yeah, I know, but it's supposed to be a box office hit. It's gonna help build my acting resume, and you know, I'll get a lot of money, and it'll just be a little awkward, you know. I should be able to get through it, right?
Yeah. Who wrote it?
Oh, Lester. I don't remember his last name, but like Lester
Berryman.
Sure, that sounds right.
Holy shit, dude!
What?
Lester Berryman is like the guy for these types of movies.
Really?
He made the last three comedy movies that won Best Comedy at the Golden Globes the past 3 years.
Oh, no way.
He wrote them. He's a machine, man. Holy shit. I'm so fucking jealous of you, dude. I'm glad he fucking ran train on Charlene.
Wait, so you knew that, like, he did this then? So you know everybody.
I follow his Twitter, man. I follow his blog.
He just tweets about it?
Yeah, he's fucking Lester, man. And it was all consensual.
That's important, yeah.
Yes, it is important.
Good for them. But, yeah, so I can... Do you want to maybe come with me to the shoot? I can maybe see if you could be an extra in the background.
Bro, my life would be indebted to you, man.
Oh, really? I take that very seriously.
I take it very seriously, too. I take this whole entire business seriously.
So you'll be in debt for me for the rest of your life. All right.
Yes.
I'm fine with this.
All right, man.
It starts now. Buy
anything.
Beer.
All right. One beer for what beer do you want, sir?
Just a foamy one.
All right. I need a foamy beer stat. Stat! I need stat beer!
Oh, my gosh.
I'll get it for you right away, man.
Perfect. And so, you know, I don't think it'll be too awkward. I think we'll just, as he's talking, Charlene opens up the door and walks in with like a posse of like people who are like, yo, yo,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't so think. Funny. Oh no.
What is it? Do I need to do something?
Oh, don't look right now, but
we need a big
I'm not
booth.
Looking.
We need a big booth.
Oh my gosh.
What's happening?
She's here with the girls.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Did she see me?
Oh my gosh, Charlene.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I never talked to him.
She's terrible at whispering.
She walks
over. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
I'm not looking, man.
Aaron.
You told me not to look.
Hey.
Hey, man. I mean, Charlene.
Hey, Aaron's friend.
Oh yeah.
My name is Buster.
I don't remember your name.
It's Buster.
It's Buster.
Buster?
Buster.
Yeah, hi, I'm
Buster. Oh, that's why I don't remember it.
Of course. I'm so sorry.
Buster, why are you not looking at me?
He told me not to look.
Okay, Buster.
I'm indebted to him.
Aaron,
he's so cool.
You can take your eyes off your hands or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Aaron.
Oh, I'm over here.
I heard...
Whoa, you're spinning all over the... Yes, Charlene, I'm listening.
I heard that we're going to be on a movie together.
Yeah. You know, the...
Listen, yeah. I don't want to make it awkward for you or anything.
Well, Charlene, I'm going to be honest. It is... It's kind of weird for me.
Well, okay.
Well, it is, you know? Well, you know.
Well, I was just saying that I don't want to make it... Like, obviously, I'm going to be fine with it.
Okay, because you're so much better than me.
Oh, I'm a professional, and I'm the one who had the acting
jobs. Yeah, she is a professional. What's up?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Groupie.
I'll go get the booth.
Yeah, thank you. I don't remember her name at all.
Oh, my gosh. You don't remember your groupies' names?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
Aaron, So can you not be a child for a second and just, like, do this movie? Like, it's fine, right?
All right. Okay. You know, I sat in my room for 3 days crying, eating ice cream in a tub.
Oh, my gosh. About what?
About you, Charlene. You really hurt me, you know?
Oh, my. You're always doing that. You're always making our problems way too public. I'm sure Buster knows all about it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've seen it all on, like, everything else is public. Like Lester going train on you.
Wow, okay, Buster. We don't need to hear about that.
Okay,
Aaron.
Yeah. You don't... Okay, what?
I just remember at the Christmas party with my parents 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing that you did then now. What? Okay, so I burned you with the turkey grease a little bit.
It was a lot of bit. I had third-degree burns.
Yeah, okay.
Or is that the less intensive one, or is it the more...
No, that's more intense.
More intensive.
Okay, good. Okay. And it hurt, and you hurt me then, and you third-degree burned my heart.
And you cried, and my parents felt so bad for you.
Yeah.
Why are you making it about you? You're always making it about you. You know, we had this breakup. I was part of it, too.
Okay, you know what? You're acting like a child, honestly.
Oh,
your name
how
is Charlene?
So?
More like Childlene.
Good one. Good one, man. Good one, man.
You know what, Buster, listen. No, Buster, you don't listen. Charlene,
okay.
You listen here.
What?
You never take responsibility for anything. You're the one that burned me with the oil. You're the one that broke my heart, and you're the one that cheated on me. So it's going to be awkward, and that's fine. But you just need to, you know...
I need to what?
You need to think about things that you do. Charlene? Burn rubber on me, Charlene. No. Why you gotta hurt me now?
All right, fine. Okay, listen. If you don't want fine. If you only want to work together professionally and we can't handle it, you're going to be a child. Only one of us gets to keep going to this bar.
You're fucking kidding
me. Rock, paper, scissors me right now.
Okay. Rock.
Rock, paper, scissors.
You're waiting for me.
No, you're waiting. Just shoot. Ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh, we both threw scissors. Oh, we said that at the same time.
Oh, my God. Okay, throw again. Ready? 1, 2, 3,
shoot. Oh, fuck.
All right.
I threw scissors. Yeah.
Get out of here.
That sucks, man.
This must you can't come either.
I mean, fine. I'm indebted to him, so I'll follow him wherever he goes. I'll follow him to the grave.
All right, fine.
Oh, okay.
See you at shooting, you little child.
See you at shooting.
I'll see you there,
big
too.
Big child.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, Buster's okay. coming, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right.
Yeah, he'll be there. Bye, Charlene.
Bye.
Don't act nice to Charlene.
Cut to.
She's always been nice to me.
Cut to first day of filming. It's being filmed in a park. It's Monday. It is the time that we said 10 a.m. I think.
Yeah, they're doing like the meet cute of the main scene. Characters.
Aaron and Buster. Walk in. Yep.
Buster says to Aaron, "All right, so I've got a couple questions about this Aaron
yes.
with this screenplay. So yeah. like, what? Who are you in this scenario? Like, are you playing like you?" Or are you playing, like, Lester? Like, did Lester write about himself?
Oh, I see. That's a good question. I think that might be more suited for Lester, you know, because he...
What, have you not read the screenplay? Like,
well,
I feel like...
I read it, but it's just like, you know, it's a different name. It's Kenny. So it's just like, is...
Well, I feel like this is your story. If it was... you would have known if this was your story, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think you're right. Well, first, I need to make sure it's okay that you're here, because I just kind of brought you along. Okay,
Lester walks by, he's yelling commands, everybody's like, camera over there! And,
hey, Lester.
You stand... Yes, Aaron, yes, good thing you're here.
Okay, well, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Two questions, actually.
Sure.
All right, first question is, I brought my friend... Is it okay if he's an unpaid extra in the background?
I'm also indebted to him, so I kind of have to be.
He's also a big fan of you too.
Sure, no problem.
Yes,
I was gonna say no, but then he said you were indebted, and yeah. I like that. So you're in. Go stand over there.
Thank you. I'm
right there.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of your work, sir.
Thank you. Was that all, Aaron?
Oh yeah. My second question is: so in this scene, I know the character's name is Kenny, but like, is it supposed to be you? Like, when you wrote it, was it you in mind, or was it just like,
was it me in mind? Great question.
Thank
of course,
you.
Of course, it's me. I think this is the story of how I wanted this meet cute, this relationship to go. You know?
Yeah.
The relationship with Charlene I'm talking about
okay,
specifically.
Yeah, I got you.
Yes,
I got
for
you,
months Lester. I was asking her out and she was saying no.
Because she had a boyfriend that was me.
Because she had a boyfriend, yes.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
So in this alternate reality, eventually she says, you know, she leaves her old, ugly, crusty boyfriend and she comes into
okay,
my
well,
arms.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, he's
here.
Old and ugly and crusty. Did you read the script?
I did read the script. The character's description is old, ugly, and crusty, Kenny.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you're playing me. You're playing Kenny. You're playing me.
I know it's you. The boyfriend is old, ugly, and crusty. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah. His name
I'm
is George.
You, the handsome, beautiful man. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, of course.
Old, ugly, crusty George.
Old,
which I don't think
crusty.
His name was George. I think in real life it was something like.
It was.
Like Arthur.
Oh, Lester.
Something like that. I don't know.
Aaron.
I don't remember.
It's okay.
It was what?
Oh, no. It was Aaron.
No, man. That wasn't it.
Andrew?
Anyway, okay. Listen, I need you to go. Andrew probably was. Anyway, go stand over there on your mark.
Okay.
And the
cut
makeup.
To, sorry. We cut to. We cut over to Charlene and her posse. Charlene's already in the makeup chair. And Charlene is going through her lines with her posse.
Okay. And then I say, don't tell me. I say, oh, I have a boyfriend.
You got it. Good job. Good
thank
job.
You.
Oh my gosh,
girl.
Oh my
thank
gosh, you're so
you.
Smart.
You're so sexy.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you guys believe
What?
That Aaron's going to be here today.
Honestly, yes. He's a really good actor.
Well, I mean, yeah, and he deserves every big break, but honestly, he's like my ex-boyfriend.
Tell me about it.
You know, you keep talking about your ex-boyfriend. I feel like you should start moving on a little bit. Like, you keep bringing him up.
No. True dad. Cherry, I've moved on. I'm seeing Brad now.
Are you?
Well,
It's been a couple months since it happened, and Brad's kind of been too busy to see you.
Brad and I are still together. Just because we haven't, like, spent any time together since then doesn't mean we're not together. Right, Cherry?
I mean, of course, yeah. You're so smart and sexy.
Thank you.
And beautiful.
Thank you. I don't know. I think Aaron's going to make it weird, especially because I'm seeing Brad. And, like, Aaron, he used to do this cute thing where when I was working, he would come by and he would bring me, like, flowers and chocolates and other small trinkets for presents. And now when Brad comes and does that, I think he's going to be upset.
I think he's an adult that can handle his own rational
emotions.
Well,
no one asked you, Cherry.
I'm sorry. You're smart and sexy, and you know what's what.
You're right.
And also, I am indebted to you, so.
Yeah, don't forget it.
All right, it's time.
There's a knock on the trailer door, and a guy pokes his head, and he says, "All right, Charlene, you're on." All right, thank you. All right, okay, girls, I'm going to filming now.
Okay, do you need anything?
I need room temperature sparkling water,
of course,
and very, very cold sparkling water, and room temperature tap water, and very, very warm tap water.
In that order?
Yes, and don't mix them up. Don't bring me very, very warm sparkling water and tap, and then very lukewarm tap water first.
Okay, I will do.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
If not, I will cut your head off, literally.
Yes, because that is part of our contract.
That is. I have it circled right here.
We, like, zoom in on the contract. There's a bunch of other demands, but at the very end, circled in red, and there's initials next to it, is, if you don't do what I say, I get
to cut your head off.
Yes.
The pleasure.
All right, cut to, the scene is about to happen. Aaron and Charlene are standing in the park. And the camera's pointed at them, and Lester, he's sitting back, and he goes, and action.
I forgot my lines.
God.
Line.
Okay.
It's nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry. Whew. All right.
Okay, action.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Why are you laughing? Hold on. Stop. Aaron, why are you laughing?
Because this is weird. All right, that's fine. It's fine.
This is be
I know
professional,
you know.
Okay?
All right, I'll be professional.
Be professional.
Oh, sorry, okay. Don't put this in the bonus features either. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this behind the scenes. All right.
And action.
All right. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
You know, the moon, it's reflecting in your eyes.
The moon is?
Yeah, the moon is. But there's
Thank
another
you.
Thing I want to see. Don't cut me off.
Hold on. Cut. Aaron.
Brad walks over to them. Guys, what's going on here?
Hi, Brad. Okay.
Oh, hey, Charlene.
Hi.
Aaron, my man. How's it going?
Hey, Brad. Have you guys not seen each other in a while? You're acting kind of weird.
We see each other fine.
Did you bring me any flowers, Brad?
Yeah, they'll be in your trailer in a bit, babe.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, he keeps cutting off the thing.
Hey, Aaron, by the way, did you get my flowers? Did you see the flowers?
I did get your flowers and your chocolates.
Yeah. Dude, they're all for you. Thank you. It's just
so
a little
sweet.
Just a little moment of appreciation for thanking you for being on this film. I couldn't imagine this movie without you, man.
And Charlene, I never told you, but actually I did get you something.
You did?
I got you a teddy bear. He hands her a teddy bear. It's just like it was sticking out of his pocket the entire time.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna do this scene over for continuity.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Okay. Well, okay.
That's really
cute. Well, we have to do it again anyway.
Because you keep cutting me off. Yeah.
Aaron, you keep cutting Charlene off. What's going on, man?
Charlene's refusing to play by the book.
Literally. I'm just trying to be organic. Okay? Organic.
All right. Here, we'll just try it again. We'll do it organically.
Right, okay, we'll try it again.
All right, Brad, get the fuck out of the shot.
All right, no problem.
Lester comes in.
Remember, I am the director.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Let's try it again.
Lester's assistant.
It's me, Lester, the AD. I'm running the scene right now. All right. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah. No problem, man. He claps him on the back.
Thanks. All right. Aaron, this time, let it be a little organic. Let's try it, okay? Let's just try it a little bit.
Okay,
all right?
Fine.
All right. Okay, now remember, the moon. Action.
Wow. It's very nice meeting you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
The moon looks bright tonight.
Today. It does. I always think it's weird that sometimes that the moon is out during the morning.
I know, me too. But just like you, the moon comes out early.
We cut over to Brad and Lester. They're behind the camera. Like they're looking at those screens that directors watch while the scene's going on.
Video Village.
Yeah, the Video Village. Brad's like, dude, this is good stuff. This is good stuff.
Really good.
We cut back to them.
Yeah, and so, you know, the man was on the moon, but this man wants to moon you.
Listen, you're sweet. What was your name?
It was
I think you said
Kenny.
Kenny. Thank you. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm getting all jumbled. And what was your name?
I'm Charlotte. Listen, I know you want to moon me.
Nice to meet you.
We just said that already. I know you said you want to moon me and everything, but I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll... me being the handsome, beautiful star stud of a man wants you to know that your disgusting, crusty old boyfriend is nothing compared to me.
My boyfriend is disgusting and crusty, and he's not nearly as cute as you are.
No. That's
but
right.
I can't. I'm not one to... How about I'm not this? One to cheat.
What did the moon say to the water?
I don't know.
Nothing. It just pulled it. It pulled the tide. So I'm going to pull you into my arms. And
okay.
We're going to go.
We cut back to Lester and Brad. Dude, that was a good-ass line.
Can you believe he improvised that?
Holy shit, dude. He's really getting into this moon stuff.
Dude. We should pay him $1 million.
I'm on it, dude.
On board, dude.
Cut back to them.
All right.
Meet me outside tonight.
All right. That sounds good.
Under the moon.
Under the moon.
All right, in cut.
Yeah, how did that?
All right, that was great. Both of you, was great. Aaron, great improv. I loved
Thank
every
you.
Second of that. We don't even need to get another take of that. That was beautiful. It was amazing.
Perfect.
Oh, I love you. You're such. I love you.
Thank you, Lester. Thank you.
All right. We're going on to the
next
scene.
I love you too, man.
Thank you, Brad. The next
How was my performance, Brad? How was it?
I got a couple notes, but we'll get to that soon.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Lester, don't forget, my boy Buster wants to walk in the background. So, next scene, can we make sure?
Right, you can do it. Next scene. Okay. Next scene, we're filming the climax that happens in this park.
At night.
The one where they met.
Obviously.
Under the moon, of course.
The one where they Charlotte finally decides to leave her disgusting, crusty old boyfriend. God, yeah. I wish I remember what his name was.
Aaron.
No, I don't think it wasn't Aaron. It definitely wasn't Aaron.
It was something.
Was it
Brad something
in Bahama?
You know, it was Paul.
Aardvark? It was Paul Rudd. Ugh. You know, I can't believe we did that to him. I don't know. He's really aged, though.
Yeah, he really has. The man, like, he gets really older every year.
Yeah.
I do, too. Just put it out there.
Aaron, shut up. You're beautiful. All right, we're in the climax now. Set for the climax, please. Everybody set for climax.
Set for the climax. They need
just
it.
Like
they need...
Remember and Charlene, set for our climax.
Okay, all right.
Dude, yeah. But hey, Lester, I wanted to talk to you about that. Me and Charlene, I don't know, man.
Oh, really? Charlene, I'm glad I'm sitting in on this conversation.
Charlene had walked away to when they said like the clap, so she's not
set. They set it for climax. She walked away.
Of course.
Yeah, Aaron, I want you in on this conversation.
Oh, thank you. I like to think that we're all bros now, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. I think okay, so
dude,
too.
You're mega bro.
You're so
if you,
bro.
If we had known you before, you would have been in on the train. I'm just saying.
You probably
saying.
Would have been
okay,
in
well,
the train.
I kind of was in on my own personal, you know, train.
Dude, don't rub it in, okay?
What, were you like a trolley car or something? Fucking.
I was.
Dude,
I was
one of those train cars where you push up and down. With the
pump cars.
I was like a bullet train, you know? I just boom!
You just came really fast?
Yeah. All right. What were you saying?
I was just saying, I'm just like, I've been thinking about me and Charlene a little bit. Just a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah, I don't
blame you. I've been busy making this movie, you know, and it's just...
Yeah.
The way that Lester wrote Charlotte is just like reminding me of all kind of the... Because in the long run, Aaron, Kenny is the good guy.
Uh-huh,
and
course.
In this climactic scene, we're about to see Charlotte's true colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That she's like not good person.
And it's just like, it's reminding me of like, damn, I don't know if I want to be Charlene. She's kind of reminding me a lot of the Charlotte person. That's weird, right, Lester?
It's weird. It is weird, definitely though. Weird. I don't see, like, when I was writing this scene.
Right.
I think I was maybe writing from experience, but probably from, like, a past life, you know?
Yeah.
You ever get that? Past life experiences?
But like, yeah.
Like a wolf or something?
Yes.
Yeah, howling at the moon.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ow, you know what I mean?
Ow is right. All right.
All right, okay. Set for climax, please.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll I'm just saying, like, Lester walks off. It's just Brad and Aaron. Yeah, I was just trying to say, I'm just like, I think I'm going to dump Charlene.
Really? You know, really? You're going to dump her? You know,
I don't see why not. It's just... I got my friends that I can go train on with other people.
Yeah.
Consensually, of course.
Of course. That's very important.
That's very important.
Well, yes!
But yeah.
And you invited me to go on your train session too, right?
Yeah, you're invited, man. And maybe Buster could be as well. He is your indentured servitude and whatnot.
I feel like he's more of a watcher.
We can arrange something for watchers. We got something for watchers.
Okay, good.
And they can be part of the commuter train.
Yeah, you know, we're going choo-choo. All right.
But anyway, set for climax, man.
Set for climax. All right. I'll see you, Brad. And whatever you do, it'll be the right decision.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I got you.
It's later in the day. They're about to start shooting the climax. They set up all their lighting and everything now, so now it's perfect to film. Brad is taking over directing now.
All right, everybody. I know it's day one, but this is the big climactic scene.
Yeah.
I have full faith in the cast and the crew to execute this. First of all, I do want to shout out that Buster is going to be... our good friend here, he's going to be moving up from a non-talking extra to he's going to be having a speaking role in this moment. Oh my gosh. So Buster, he claps him on the back. He falls down to the ground. Oh, sorry. Buster, look sharp. All right, bud.
Gets to be on IMDb for that. Good for him.
That was another extra talking.
The Screen Actors Guild.
Yes!
I know a lot about
it. Yes! Thank you, fellow extra.
Well,
I guess not fellow. I'm moving up in the world.
Do us good. Next to me is the non-speaking extra.
All right, man. I will.
All right. And oh my god, there's Stan Lee. Okay, and...
All right, they're setting up for everything's set up. All right. And Aaron, action.
Wow. The moon looks bright tonight. It almost shines as bright as your eyes. You know that?
Thank you. You say that a lot.
Yeah, because you have really bright ass eyes.
Really bright eyes.
They're like the size of the moon. You know, it's like the moon is like in your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Kenny. Well,
yeah. Yeah, Charlotte.
You know, I've been acting differently lately.
Yeah, I noticed.
You know your big, strong friend?
My big, strong friend, yeah.
Yeah. Brian is his name? I don't know. I only met him previously, but he and I, we are sleeping together.
So you're sleeping together with Brian?
Yes, your friend. I'm cheating on my old crusty boyfriend, not with you, but with Brian.
Oh.
So I guess technically I'm cheating on you too.
Buster walks out. Hi, I'm Brian.
This is, well, you know him. He's your friend, but he always introduces himself.
Thank you.
Yeah. Always making connections. I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Look at how strong and beautiful he is. You can see the moon tattoo on his back.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is definitely the moon.
It's yeah, gorgeous. I can see all the craters and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say the craters, they fit in well with like his back pimples and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well.
Well.
I'm done with you.
I am shirtless
done
here.
No, Charlotte. This is where I take my stand, Charlotte. You can cheat on one person. You can cheat on two people. You can cheat on three people. But when you cheat on me, I get sad.
Well,
but listen. Here's what I want you to think.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Charlene, I mean, Charlotte. Oh,
cut. You can't call me Charlene.
It got a little too real for a second, you know?
That's not even close
to what happened. I got
sad.
I did get sad.
Okay. Brad walks over. Guys, what's going on here?
Do you think I wasn't sad too?
You were sad?
Yeah, for a little.
Okay, well then, listen. Why would you break our trust and do something like that?
Listen,
you know, have Train Town come around the station a couple times.
Choo choo. We do that when Train Town.
Got you. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, when they traded
it
off, they did the choo choo.
They like high five and like.
There was high fives, and one of the guys was like, "Now arriving."
There was
the
also
guys
we also
have a ticket. He's like, "Oh, I can't find my ticket."
Yeah, that one skinny guy wore the conductor's hat.
Yeah, wow. And there would be one person over a PA being all like, "Stay clear of the standing of the closing doors."
Yeah.
Wow, it's like a whole train.
Anyway, when I was in the
we go all out, man. We go all out.
When I was in the middle of those nine guys.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nine.
Yeah.
Consensually.
Yes, I said yes to all of it.
Okay, good. That's very important.
It was my big fantasy that you could never fulfill for me simply because you were one person instead of nine people.
I know you're right. And you were always like gentle, you know, Gentle Town. And these guys are telling me you didn't want Gentle Town. You wanted like Train Town.
It's not about the sex.
Choo choo.
Okay, Aaron, it's not about that.
Okay, then what is it about?
It's just
you still mad I didn't propose to you?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I felt like you didn't want to. You didn't want to commit, so I committed to nine other people. Going to the bone zone.
Going train on you.
Going all Thomas the Tank Engine.
I told you that you know my parents are divorced, and both
we
of
went
them
trained to bassoon on her, but instead it was trained to. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, okay.
Continue.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know.
But there weren't zombies. Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah,
I wanted to. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to talk to Charlene. All right.
Don't yell at him. He is my boyfriend.
I'm sorry. I'm projecting. Okay.
Whoa. Hold on. What?
What?
Why are you saying, we're dating, aren't we?
You know, this may be the best time. This may be the only time I get. Charlene. Look.
Okay, I'm looking.
We've been spending a lot of time apart, and I've been busy doing my work, and I've been after reading this and doing all this work on this movie, and seeing your true colors right in front of my eyes once again, I think we need to break up.
Ah. Good.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm glad you're here to support me.
Yeah, no, I'm here to support you. Good for you, man.
But we had something.
What did we have? We had Train Town. Choo Choo.
Yes, and we met in that bar.
The party.
Remember the bartender? He was wearing the hat. We made fun of him.
Yeah, it was Hat Guy.
Yeah.
We called him Hat Guy.
Hat Guy. I remember it was so funny. We were like, Hat Guy, get me another beer, won't you? Don't you remember that? That was something.
That wasn't a good bit.
I told my mom and dad about you.
Oh, fuck. Now you know how I feel. I'll say it.
What? Shut up, Aaron.
No, Aaron, keep talking.
Okay, you know what?
What?
I loved you, Charlene.
Yeah, you didn't want to propose to me, though.
I loved you, but I was scared to commit to you because, well, I was trying to tell you my parents are divorced, as you know, and they both have divorces of their own. You know, it's like lots of divorces. So it's just like I'm scared that, like, it wouldn't last.
That's a valid fear.
I'm afraid of losing you, and I lost you.
You did.
Well,
it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
You should have just stuck out your neck for me. Like I thought Brad was going to, but I guess not.
Well, just know, Charlene, that I'm here for you, and if you ever want to come back to me, I'll propose to you right now. Charlene, if you marry me,
Are you proposing to me right now?
I think I had a little stroke. I'm sorry. Okay.
So wait, what were you trying to say, man?
That's a great question. I think my final answer, things I'm going to say for 600. What will I say? Okay. Charlene, will you marry me? I'm doing it. I'm proposing, just like you wanted. Now you're free.
Are you serious? But I'm kind of with.
You're
I'm
not.
Kind of with.
No, he well, just ended I thought, it with you. I was here.
Well, I just went through
he
a breakup.
He was there.
I
you
can't...
were there. It's okay.
Yes, I'll
Cherry,
marry. I'll marry
walks...
you.
You said you said yes.
I'm saying yes. I think.
You think?
Cherry walks up. Holy shit! You're saying yes.
Well, Cherry, I've been wanting this for 6 years and some days.
That is true.
And yes, I'll marry you. Yes.
Okay.
Good for you.
Wow. I thought you were going to say no.
Why? Did you want me to say no?
I'm
gonna
be
honest.
To
get married if you don't want to.
Okay. No, we'll get married, I guess.
Well,
I guess
what do you mean you guess? I just thought about it and I think yes. So,
okay, fine.
Why are you wishy-washy
this? The answer is because I didn't think you would say yes, and I've kind of, you know, found myself. I was going to join the train gang, and I can't join the train gang now, you know? It was just kind of like, you know, will you marry me? No. Okay, good. We get to move on.
Yeah, it was kind of just like a closure moment for him.
Yeah, but
in a weird way, I'll say it, but
yeah, I'm going to be honest, Charlene. I don't want to marry you. I don't know why I asked you.
He just needed to ask it just to have it out there on the ground.
Just shut up, Brad. Shut up. You're a jerk too. You guys are both jerks.
I may have lost you, but I got a train.
Brad.
Train
and that's all that matters.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bam. I think I've really found myself in these last couple weeks and days.
That's great, man.
Good
that's
for
great.
Me. Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, you cheated on me, so like, I don't really have any remorse for you. How did you like it when I raised your expectations and then said, "Just kidding"?
I did not like that at all.
See, that's why I didn't like it when you were like, "I'm not cheating on you," and my expectations were, "Oh, she's not cheating on me," and then you're like, "I am cheating on you," and I was like, "Damn." All right, well, should we film the scene or something?
Cut to. We are cut back to the hair and makeup trailer. They're done filming for today. They decided to wrap early instead of film the climactic scene. It's Cherry and the posse and Charlene. Charlene is sobbing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm lying. Let it out. I can't.
Let it out, you know? Just cry. Let it out.
I was going to get married and then I wasn't going to get married.
That is a bit of emotional whiplash.
What happened?
Look.
What?
Charlene.
What?
It's just... He did do... In a weird way, he was being the adult and saying that he didn't want to see you anymore.
Yeah, but not, he wasn't being the adult I wanted him to be.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
He was being the adult that was too adulty. Remember in like high school when you would like break up with somebody and you'd be like, I never want to see you again, and then you'd have to see them again because you went to the high school?
I never knew that because I was indentured to you since we were 5 years old.
I knew that.
I never got to love.
You never got to love anybody? You went to high school?
What?
Marie?
You're talking to me?
I am.
What? I've been in this posse for years, and this is the first time you've ever addressed me.
Cherry, anyway.
Okay.
I just, I don't know if I'm ever going to get better.
Well, me neither.
Well, you got us. Yeah. What was that?
What was that?
Are you talking
Marie, I'm talking to you again.
Oh, what'd you say?
What I said, what did you say?
I don't remember. I'm blowing it, Marie. No, I'm blowing it.
Cherry, I need your advice, okay?
No. Okay.
Do I quit this movie then?
Yeah, drop out, girl.
What was that?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Marie?
I said drop out, girl.
Are you telling me to drop out of this movie?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Marie, why would you say that?
Because it's my opinion.
Well, I don't want your opinion. I want to hear my opinion, but from your mouth.
Well, then, I don't know. You know, I'm blowing my platform. I could say something really important, you know?
What?
Like to you.
What?
Like, I don't know. Don't
say something important.
To save
then.
The rainforest?
What are you even talking about?
I'm using my platform. I have a platform now.
I don't care.
ACAB. I have a platform.
Fuck.
I have to, Jerry. You know, I have to get the word out.
Marie,
somehow.
Shut up. Marie, shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Marie.
No, I'm blowing
shut
it.
Up.
I'm blowing it.
Shut
no.
up.
She's go Max back her. And...
Shut up.
Okay.
Cherry. You're my right-hand woman.
Of course.
Do I quit this movie?
Drop out, girl.
No.
Okay. Okay, I won't.
Keep being in this movie and show that you are the bigger person.
You're right.
Person.
I am the bigger person. He wears lifts.
I know, Marie. I know she's not the bigger person. I know, Marie. I know.
What are you whispering about?
I was just putting Marie in her place.
Okay. Okay, good. Fuck you, Marie.
You know what?
We're not fucking you, Marie. We're not fucking you.
Fuck you, Marie.
She doesn't mean that. She does not mean that.
All right, I'm doing this movie. We're going out and we're doing this scene. And I'm going to kill it. And
you
I'm
wrapped
take
early,
one of those...
though.
Oh. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow, then.
I mean, I guess you can ask if you want to film more. You could be like,
what was that, Marie?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, for
okay.
a second.
I said, I mean, everybody's still kind of hanging around. I guess you could just say, I want to film another scene. Because, you know, you're the lead.
Oh, my God, Cherry, good idea. Let's go.
You're welcome.
Cut to Lester and Brad are chatting. The crew's kind of picking up the equipment. So,
I guess we'll have to pick this up tomorrow,
I guess. I think we just pick it up tomorrow. She'll probably be better.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe...
I don't know what got her go.
I don't know either. Like,
I broke up with her.
Yeah, like, you broke up with her, and Aaron, he
put her in her place,
yeah,
I guess.
So, what should she be mad about, honestly?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man, either. Charlene enters. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, hey, Charlene.
Hello, Brad, Lester. I want to do the scene.
Really?
I want to do it right now.
Because you, like, immediately started sobbing a couple minutes ago when...
Don't bring it up!
Okay.
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 I want to do it. I can. I am a strong, independent woman.
All right, all right, all right. Cool. I'll go get her man. I'll go get all Aaron. Right.
Thank you.
Brad walks off.
And you, Lester.
Yes.
Don't ever look at me ever again.
Cut to. everything's set back up. We're about to do the scene again.
Someone please call action. Can we do this, please?
Waiting. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay.
What were you thinking about that was so important that you couldn't call action?
Nothing. Jeez. All right. Action. Okay. We're rolling. Speed.
I can see the moon in your eyes.
Well, that's funny because I see the moon in your heart.
Kenny, I have something to tell you.
Yes, Charlotte.
I'm too good for you.
You're
and you don't deserve me.
Cut. We got it. We got it, everybody. We got it.
I did it.
We got it.
Wait, so I was about to go home. I was about to go to bed, but no, we had to stay back another hour and a half just so we could do that.
It's not all about
and
you,
we got
Aaron.
It, we got
it's
it, man.
It's not all about you. Okay.
Do you feel better now that you said that?
I feel great. No thanks to you.
I'll say it.
Do you want to get married? Oh, no, wait, never mind.
Okay, you know what?
What?
I asked. Nothing. Nothing. I have nothing else to say to you. How many more days of shooting do we have together?
Honestly, I think we got everything.
Wow, what a productive day.
Yeah, we got everything we need for this big budget movie.
All right.
See you guys at the wrap party.
Premiere, yeah.
Or right? At the party.
Oh, wait, okay, at the wrap party, that's different.
Let's do the premiere instead.
Yeah, yeah.
No wrap party.
Okay, no wrap party. I don't want to see you guys for another half a year.
Well, I was thinking, okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Sounds good. Bye, Charlene. Right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a good night.
We do a montage scene of everything that Aaron, Brad, and Lester, and sometimes Buster are doing. They're partying it up. They're being great friends. They're having great times. They are running train on a few people.
Choo choo.
And then we see Charlene. She's coming into her own. She's actually talking to her posse. She's showing character growth.
Uh-huh.
She burns the contract between her and Cherry. And she starts her own business. It's a great time for everybody.
Wow, she was really
productive in those 6 months. And now we are at the premiere. There's camera flashing. Everybody is walking down the red carpet.
There's reporters. They're shoving their mics.
They're shoving their mics into people's faces. Uh-huh. Down the red carpet, there's like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, other big name actors. Jack Black is
Wayne
there.
Rock Johnson,
Kevin Hart.
Uh huh. Let me think.
Mel Gibson.
No.
He's escorted off the premises. Escorted off the premises. Beat up.
He's shot behind the barn.
Chris Brown's there. No. Get out of here. Get out of here. And then Aaron and Charlene are a couple people between each other on the red carpet. And people are taking pictures.
A reporter runs up to Aaron. Aaron, please comment. What was it like working with your ex-lover?
It was weird at first, but then we kind of came to a pass in the road, and I said, I can either go left or I could go right, and I went straight to the moon. That was for Lester.
Lester walks up behind him. Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
But I think the more important thing is that I found these boys, Lester, Brad, and Buster.
And the rest of our guys, the other seven guys.
Yeah, they're all welcome to come on the red carpet if they want.
Woo! We're all here! Yeah!
The skinny conductor is in the back just sulking.
What's sulking, okay.
Lester,
he weirdly looks like Tom Hanks.
Lester, please tell us about your inspiration.
Well, this is based on some life experiences that me and my friends had before we met Aaron here.
I don't like talking about it, so...
Lester, the rumor about running the train, is that true?
It is indeed true.
Oh. Charlene. Yes. How have you grown since this movie is wrapped filming? Well... It's funny that you asked that. I learned that I don't need no man nor nine men to play train with me anymore. I need my good girls, a wine night, and my business now. Go to CharleneThings.com. And that's all I need.
We won't be taking any more questions, says Cherry.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Cherry. Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's done. We're done. I'm done. I don't... Enjoy the movie.
So they keep walking down the red carpet. Another reporter runs up. Excuse me. Aaron and Charlene, can we get a picture of the two of you together for the front headline?
Sure.
Charlene, are you okay with that? All right, so they interlock arms. You know, kind of like a. Oh, look, they're pals. All right, and perfect. And now kiss each other.
What?
I'm a very pushy reporter. Do it.
No, I don't. No, I don't need to kiss Aaron.
I mean, it's up to you, Charlene. But
okay, no.
Well, never mind. All right.
Wait. Okay, it's for publicity.
I was just gonna say. All right. All right. Perfect. You gotta get the shot.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right. I'm gonna count down, and then you make kissy smooch time. One. Okay. Oh, no, that's counting up. All right, counting down. 3, 2, 1, kiss. And they kiss, and he kind of dips her, and then he puts her back up, and he's like, wow.
Wow.
Charlene.
Aaron.
I know I found myself, but I think I found you. Just know that. I know that I proposed, and I was like, just kidding, and then I kind of threw dirt in your face. But I didn't really.
Yes.
Like, metaphorically. Not
yeah, metaphorical dirt. Dirt. Yes, I remember.
Well, just know that... If you were to ask me again if I want to get married to you, I'd say yes. But
if I proposed to you, you would say yes?
I'd be like, oh my God, you're proposing? Like, what? Like, that's crazy, girl. But yeah, I'd say yes. And then I do the shuffle.
In the background, LMFAO's Party Rockin' in the House Tonight is playing.
That's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Because at CharleneThings.com,
oh no!
We sell wedding bands,
like
rings.
I'm glad you clarified. I was gonna say you're not selling people, are you? Crazy, Charlene. You're crazy.
No, we are not selling people yet.
What?
Cherry.
Anyway,
Cherry motions that she needs to stop talking.
Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about. Okay. Aaron.
Yeah.
She produces a ring box that says Charlene Things on the top of it.
Okay.
Will you marry me?
Right now.
Right now?
Yes. Thank you, Cherry. Right now.
I'm adorned.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's do it. Reporters, we're getting married right here.
Holy shit. You're
getting married.
Everybody, they're getting married.
Pictures. Aaron, how do you feel about getting married?
I do.
Charlene, how do you feel about getting married? I do.
All right, now kiss.
Kiss.
All right, I guess.
All right, we're married now.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess. Do you want to, instead of seeing this movie, do you want to? Oh no, let's consummate it during the movie.
During the movie?
Yeah, in the movie. during the movie.
Aaron, okay, I have one request to ask of you.
Sure.
Can we?
Yeah.
Run the train.
Just for you, baby.
Oh, thank you. All right, everybody, we're doing the train in the movie.
Woo! Credits! Woo!
Yay!
During the credits, we see that the movie that they filmed bombed.
it's like the newspapers spin in. Breaking news!
Terrible
all
movie.
Get arrested for public indecency.
Giant orgy in the back.
It's the end of Sausage Party.
Oh, yeah.
The reporters get on it.
Oh, goodness.
Cherry and Buster make out.
Yep.
They actually end up together.
Oh. I love that just...
The indentured servants.
Yeah, look at them. Even though she wasn't indentured anymore.
No.
Her contract
but she felt bad for Buster.
Yeah.
She didn't want him to watch anymore. All right.
What are we going to call it?
That one's called...
I just think...
Come and ride the train.
Train, I don't know, town. If it's what do we say,
town,
train town.
Should it be something related to the train? I feel like it
something
should be
about the moon.
Train to the moon.
We can call it
a train to the moon.
A train to the moon. Perfect.
I love it.
Perfect.
Wow.
I think that's our most creatively named one. A train to
it
the
definitely
moon.
Is. It was definitely
I liked a bug father.
Very
too.
Weird.
It was.
Yeah, it got pretty serious at times. I liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
It did. I liked it. So, I liked it too.
Judd Apatow produced.
Of course.
Yeah. a Studio Ghibli film.
Of course. I was about to say.
Right. That had all the makings of a nice 2008 movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we should have thrown in more references. Yeah, that election, huh?
Remember when George Bush was president?
Man, I love this. I love this Kesha with a dollar sign in her name.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What else happened in 2008?
Iron Man came out. That's true.
2008.
I was in middle school.
I was in fourth grade.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if we were in middle school yet. At
yeah,
that
we were.
Point.
We were sixth grade, 2008.
Well, I was still in elementary school. Sixth grade in my place was still in elementary school.
We counted that as middle school, so.
We were K through 4 and then 5 through 8.
What's
no,
the most
K
cringe thing that happened to you in middle school?
Too many things. I used to not sit in the cafeteria. I used to sit in a room for losers.
Aww.
Like I would just I'll say it, they were losers. It was just like I didn't have anywhere else to sit. I didn't have any friend. I didn't have a bunch of friends in middle school. I'll say it, you guys.
That's okay.
Don't be sad for me. Don't be sad for me.
Oh,
I'm better now.
You have the good friends now.
Yeah, we
you
have
do.
I've
the good got good friends.
Those good boys.
Good boys. I had friends in middle school that they're all just kind of they were like band geek, not really like geeks. They were just band kids that I knew. But we all just kind of just hung out and never like did activities together. We just all sat around and talked as young children.
Uh-huh. That sounds nice.
I know it was nice, but I was always like, you know, don't middle schoolers usually hang out in like
the mall?
I don't know. Yeah, at the mall or
in the '80s.
Yeah, in the '80s.
Well, I'm trying to.
It's like we never did activities together. We just talked.
That's nice.
I know it was weird.
So, like, my friends that I had, like, throughout most of middle school, I'm trying to think of, like, who I sat with. I was kind of, like kind of trying to, like, find myself. I really didn't find myself until, like, middle of, like, high school. But, like, a lot of my friends from middle school were, like, friends I had in elementary school. And I was just like, yeah, I had an embarrassing moment in elementary school. I'll just share a quick little story. So, you know, I just did that with my feet. So, you know how there are bathrooms in the rooms, right?
Yeah.
You could just walk up and go to the bathroom. So one time I walked up, I went to the bathroom and, you know, like I was a pull my pants down type kid to pee. I was like,
oh my God,
of course.
And so of course they opened the door and I mooned my entire classroom. But I think the worst part is The worst part is that they're like, his pants are down. Who pees like that? And they were like chastising the fact that my pants were down to pee. So ever since then, I've never done that.
Yeah, why? What? Who taught you to do that?
It was just kind of like natural. Like it was just like an earthy feeling. Like
you're gonna bear it all.
Yeah, I'm gonna bear it all. Yep. So that's nice. The story about how I mooned everybody.
I wish it could have happened to me.
I mean, it did.
What?
That's it for this episode of the Screenplay Improvised Movie Podcast. If you're interested in watching us on the Extreme Improv chat show, the link will be in the description. Check them out. Give them some love. Check them out. They're doing an improvised world championship where improvisers across the world, I think, are improvising against each other to see who will be crowned the virtual improv champion. We are not performing in that, but we are doing a guest spot on August 23rd. It's a Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on their YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook.
We will post a link on our own
social medias, yes.
So keep an eye out.
If you want to follow us on our social medias, we are at Screenplay PCast. That's the letter P on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Facebook, you can look up the Screenplay Podcast as well. If you want us to follow us individually, I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter, at Electrode on Instagram.
I am at Jesse Sarwitz on both Instagram and Twitter.
I'm at Jake Rubin 27 on Instagram and Jake Rubin 27. No, fuck. All right. I'm Jake Rubin, 27 on Instagram, 69 on Twitter.
There you go.
And you can follow email us there. At screenplay. Did we say that already?
Nope, not yet.
You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Send us recommendations for movies. Send us your thoughts on the one we just did. Say hi. Hey, what's up? Send
if
us
any
a meme.
Complaints, address it to Alec.
Alec Combs.
Yes, please do.
Alec
which
Combs.
Is alec.combs@aleccombs.net.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or you can just use the Screenplay Podcast Gmail. Who cares?
Right. / Alec Holmes net.
Yes.
Anywho. Yeah. Send us like, comment, subscribe. Send us 5
remember,
stars on Apple Podcasts.
Share with your friends. Share with your enemies. Share with your
remember
mother,
that we do film these podcasts as a video podcast. If you want to check that out on our YouTube, that's at Screen. That's just look up Screenplay Podcast on YouTube.
You might want to search by channel. That's how I usually find it.
Yeah.
Just to
do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Alrighty. This has been Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. We'll see you next time.
And
Light
Speed!